All right. You know what day it is, you know what time it is, and you are listening to the Insight Hour, yes, 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 on bbsradio.com. You know, I got to give it up. I wasn't expected to do this, but I'm doing it. For those of you who may have expected Dr. Leonard Horowitz here this evening, you are stuck with Reverend Roxy. And before we go any further, I want to give it up to the Creator. And you know, a lot of things are going on in the news. As a young person, I wanted to just mention the passing of a great legend as far as I'm concerned, Isaac Hayes, my soul man, hot buttered soul. He was a good man with good roots, Tennessee. You have Bernie Mac, Chicago. And tonight on the Inside Hour, we're going to be talking about health and similarities, and even God, through his own way, is letting us know. He's kind of tapping us on the shoulder right now and telling us, hey, you better take a look at this. You better take a look at it all. You better look for the reason. And that's what the Inside Hour is all about, you know. And I'm thankful to God, and I pray that tonight I'll be able to say something that will pop your lock, give pause for thought. I am Reverend Roxy, and we're going to get started. It's a little bit different tonight because in terms of understanding and understanding it all, my prayer this evening for you is the same prayer that Abraham had for his family, which is that we all will seek the one, and that we all will walk in the straight way. Oh, yeah. With no bends and no turns. And God, I thank you for Abraham, and I thank you for Isaac and Jacob. I thank you for all the prophets. I thank you for all that have come before, because many have come with a good word. And they will continue to come, because that's the infinite expression of your mercy and compassion for us human-type people. It's getting pretty busy out there, Lord, and I want to let you know that there are a lot of people out here praying that we are able to keep it together and keep this ship afloat. And I do believe we're going to have to do it with faith, because we're running out of money. It's going to have to be faith, and it's going to have to be charity. And we're going to have to give each other something more than money. And that's right. And that is that we begin to be the absolute expression of that which has come before and has been an example. And I'm talking about my older brother, Jesus. That's right, I call him my older brother. Everybody is affected by that. And you know, Lord, I love my older brother. And I love my other brother too, but my other brother's stupid. I don't know. He on his own way. And he working it this week, and last week he been working it to where it has come to the point, Lord, where a lot of people don't know where to put their wealth. Lord, they don't know whether to make a decision to make that trip or to put that money away in a bank that may not be there. That's why we have to have faith. More than anything, this ship will sink if we do not have faith in something. And since all around the world there's all kinds of, we know what that faith is we have, and that's the faith in you, Heavenly Father. That's right. And I'm in no hurry to move on, for to give praise, it takes a little to get into it. But I'll tell you, I give praise for my memories. I give praise for my open eyes. And I give praise to Dr. Len for all the work, Lord, that he's been doing around the world. And then you keep him safe and get him over there to Lebanon and Syria and all over there and give them the answer, because we gave them the problem. Now let us go over and seek those solutions and work with them. Yes, Heavenly Father, we know that there's a schism in the world and that there's some kind of angles with the Anglicans that are being played, and somebody's church has been very, very bad. I'm not going to name no names, Lord. You know that. I'm not going to pass judgment. I'm only going to tell the story as I see it, and the players are the players. So, Lord, let my tongue tonight be one of truth. Let it be one of illumination. Let it be one of insight, So I guess with that, I guess Reverend Rossi ready to go. Amen. Oh, my goodness. I hope you all are having a good week out there. It's been a tumultuous week. It's been a historic week. It's been Olympics, you know, everything. It's all turning and churning, and it's going to have an outcome. On Mission Possible Sunday, Boss RJ was talking about October surprises. You know, I want to let you know that, yeah, there are a lot of surprises coming. This is kind of like a birthday party where you don't know who's coming, but they definitely is going to be a surprise. And there's things that are coming. I'll be in big packages and little microscopic microorganism packages. But you don't have to worry because you got faith. But not only do you have faith, but if you are listening to the Inside Hour, then you have a direct line to a solution, to a mineral water. Oh, my goodness, a mineral water that will make it very good for you if you have faith to, what? Take this medicine and be healed. That's right. To know that you are protected. This is the faith. This is the faith that I'm talking about. That's the faith of OxySilver, and it's backed by, you know what, Astro. Science, I mean, before they, you got it, the astronauts had it. Now, if it's good enough for the astronauts, then it's good enough for you. It must work. That's the same way I feel about Dr. Bill Nelson when he designed those suits and helped design the suits, you know. You think about it, folks, it's all electrical energy anyhow when you really think about it. Give praise to that. That you could reason that there they are in space, and they're well, and they come back, they're fine, they do their push-ups, everything. They have to rest a little bit, but they're up there for the long periods of time. What are they doing to keep the bacteria down? And they're up there recycling their urine and doing all kinds of things, you know, in space. And they have their protection from all kinds of things. And I'm telling you, if one was to look inside their helmet, they would see gold. You look at the underwear, you'd see silver. This is the way it goes, folks, you know. They protect themselves from electromagnetic frequencies. I mean, astronauts are protected. And now you, too, can be protected. OxySilver.com. Go there, learn there, join there, become an affiliate, follow the directions. I'm not going to get into it. It's pretty self-explanatory. Dr. Lynn and his friends have put up the site for you. And that's what you have to do. So go investigate OxySilver. We're not talking about, don't get confused about all these other silver products out here. We are talking about a nano product here, nanoparticle size silver. This is very special stuff, folks. And with that, the medicine is yours. That's right. Investigate it. What's tonight about? Well, you know, last week I had made a correlation between anthrax, AIDS, and all this stuff that's going on in the atomic bomb. And since then, I've been doing a lot of research because, you know, my premise always goes back to the beginning, and that is that God spoke to me and said, girl, you know what? AIDS ain't nothing but cancer. Well, when you get this kind of a thought, you go, what? Yeah. Hey, it's just another cancer. Now, this is long before I met Dr. Lynn. I reasoned this just by word searches at night. It makes no sense, but I had the spirit in me, and I just let myself go. I'd be up for long periods of time writing and writing, trying to figure things out, writing and writing, and looking through the Bible and all, wherever I can get it, the dictionary, and the voice spoke to me, and you know, voices are very important. I want you to understand that. Now, just make sure that the voice that's speaking to you isn't your own. You know, that's where I get, I know that God is speaking to me. It's got that kind of perfect voice, one with no, you know, no heat in it, no tone in it. It's just perfect. And when I hear it, it just makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, and I know that I should pursue it because that's the way faith is, and faith will grant you acceptance to ideas that may seem far-fetched. And so I said, AIDS is as simple as A to Z was the next thing that I heard, and I said, really? It's as simple as A to Z? And I said, yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'll go to the dictionary, and I'll look at some A words, and I'll look at some Z words, and I'll try to reason that. And to help me out, that voice said, cell, burst, bloom. I was like, cell, burst, bloom? Okay, cell, burst, bloom. A to Z, what are you trying to tell me? Uh-huh. This is how spiritual research goes. It's a way in which you're directed to where you can't be mystified or deceived by people. You just do your own investigation. Whatever it is you turn up, and the power and the glory are the most magnificent one to lead you. And when you do that, for me it was 1988. Okay? Now, I remember I worked in the mental health field, and AIDS come across my desk as a bathhouse disease in Los Angeles. I read an article about it. You know, we had already had debilitating diseases running rampant in the black community. Sickle cell anemia was one of them, and that was a blood disease that certain people just couldn't absorb enough oxygen. I've had a few friends die of this that were diagnosed with it and eventually succumbed to it. I asked myself, what would make a person's cell hook like that, you know? And immediately, every time I ask these questions, I go back to 1947, and you can too, and you can go back there, and you can look and see for yourself that they were saying back then, and he got himself, what, a Nobel Prize for making this lecture on human gene plasma and mutations. There's a whole science of mutations. Now, when you think about that, that is as simple as A to Z. We're talking about antibiotics, and we are talking about 1942, and we are talking about another word that was coined in 1942, genocide. Now, when you put the two of these together and you add biocide to it, you have a threefold side that will have you wondering, is it possible? In just saying, is it possible, you have the faith to understand that God put the truth right there in front of us. In our history, in the research that these particular individuals that I will be sharing some of their works with you this evening, to reason why it is that, oh, there's a definite place we need to go to find out why it is that our children are dying of cancer and leukemias are on the rise. But then one has to then accept the fact that the studies that the scientists did back when we released the radioactive materials into our atmosphere through the release of fissionable materials, could this have a correlation? Or in the 50 years or 60 years that this has occurred in this insane planning, is it possible that not only were we affected, but that all other living organisms were affected? And so therefore, all of them were mutated. And this was the warning that we were given. In 1947, scientists gave us another warning that was ignored. Is it possible that cancer is coming from so many different places that they had to use a scenario, create a scenario, which is perfect. It's almost like the way the original bubonic plague or plague started in pointing fingers as to who brought it, where it came from. But immediately, you could think of my brother Stupid saying, gee whiz, that's some mean stuff there. Boy, you can kill a third of a population just like that, 800,000 people in less than 4 days dead like that. That's some serious stuff. Give me some of that stuff. Let's see. To develop. To keep over here just in case they get a little. And I believe that from the very first moment, if you can really reason it, when you hear the word anthrax, you can't help but think pasture. All right? So, When you think that, when you think anthrax, you think about all the research that was done in smallpox and everything else. Now, if you put within there a group of people who, now you bring the scientific community together, and then you have the military community come in on these very same things, or you have the Vatican, which is another form of military, as the spiritual military. They come in on this. This becomes what I call intelligence, okay? And the way America looks at intelligence is they look at it as money. They realized a long time ago that if they could get into the intelligence world, of the world, America, then we would then be making lots of big money, because it's in the intelligence world that everything is a setup, so to speak. And I believe that what happened in, let's just say, from the time that Brookhaven, which is 1947, which is a really nice place to go, folks, if you really want to understand intelligence and then see how it permeated all the way through and the lines back, you see, to the one, you'll see this flowing. And it's not necessarily one, it's a one thought. It's not necessarily one person. It's a thought bigger than anything that predates anybody. This idea of good and evil, this very original choice that we make, and the free will. Well, the free will is there, and I believe that with all that was going on, for me, I would read about men who were dealing with industrial problems, cancers that were resulting from industrial revolution and the development of chemicals and radium and coal tar products and lubricants and rocket fuel and every other kind of thing that, you know, you get one whiff of it and it creates problems for your kidneys, it creates problems for your bladder, is it possible? But all the time that we are looking, there's always this possibility. This is the plausible, deniable way in which we have come to this big uh-oh that we are dealing with today, and that what they have done, and it is very true, and I don't understand why Obama and anybody else out there that still wants to think that this was all just serendipitous, and, well, it might have been, but that it was all accidental, or that it came from a monkey, or that it did this, and all of this is cold-blooded and calculated, and that there are so many cases, there are so many research papers, there are so many people who are keeping their mouths shut because they want to keep their jobs and they don't want to die, and yet, if you were to really investigate it, they're dying anyhow. They're dying anyhow. The two black men that I did not know, because I don't appreciate the kind of comedy that is. And the other one is a man who I appreciated for. He broke through and gave meaning to music, where we had rock and roll, we had soul, which was a combination of all the music. It didn't confine you. The soul was tapping into everything. So it led Isaac to have these large, flowery and absolutely incredible music behind him and his singing and everything was big. He knew. But he was from Tennessee. When I look at this, I'm always fascinated by people who were born and raised in Tennessee. Then I have to ask myself, well, how close, where is he in Tennessee? How close is he to Oak Ridge? Or when I'm dealing with somebody from Chicago, how close are you to where they play, to where the insane playing, University of Chicago? When you look at Brookhaven, or you look at Livermore, you look at all these places where stupid is doing his work, deconstructing life, taking that evil part that we all know exists, it's buried deep, deep, deep in this. I mean, to walk upon this earth and come in contact with some of the types of things that they have let go into our society, slim and none back then. Of course, that's why we all lived in Methuselah and everybody lived. Yes, there's radioactivity and cosmic rays, but the one created all kinds of neat ways to protect us from this and to protect us from all of these things, even down to our eyeballs. And the solution in our eyeballs are tears. Have an antibacterial stuff in them. How that keep us from getting, if you ever think about that, our eyes, this is where we take it all in, folks. This is where it is. This is where it all goes. It's in our eyes. So it is as it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. And so it is for the soul, as they say. The eyes are the windows to the soul. I think it was Gil Gibran who said it. I'm not sure, but don't hold me to it. I read a lot. But I also remember a lot. I also know that this is a powerful and glorious time to live. And it's a time where wealth and position won't mean nothing, for you'll still be scrambling for that which is necessary to what? Survive. So air pollution. Back about 1959, air pollution was, maybe this is the cause of cancer. And I say, oh, yeah, well, there's lots of people air pollution. Well, they start doing study. Well, maybe cigarettes is the cause of cancer. This is lung cancer. Well, yeah. Well, you know, the Germans back in World War II, they and beyond, they knew. They knew what cigarettes could do. And in fact, you know, the SS and all of them, they were really non-smokers, you know, because they knew. The coal tar, and we're talking about tar and soot, and we're talking about pollution. Why couldn't it be in the air? We're burning this stuff. It's in our eyes. It's in our lungs already. In a long cup. Thank you very much. Here come a true man who continues on for an FDR, you know, for FDR, who was eliminated. And he says, I'll push the button. And so he pushed the button and added on to our environment. We tested it. We've tested it on our soil so that Europe wouldn't be radioactive. But now that can't be said either because now all over. But you know that England knew that it was dangerous stuff, this radioactivity. Now my point about it is that I can't speak enough against it. And now with the alternative energy bill and everything, my goodness, you can see these people. They don't know. They don't know why they're dying. They can't see the correlation. And if they did, they can't see it because then what would happen? Who's responsible? Well, this is why we have AIDS today. This is a scenario started by some very bad people. And I can tell you, I almost seeing that they identified the culture group, the Petri dish, to be the black community and the gay community. Huh? Huh? And it was, in fact, that the black and white community got together through the gay community a lot of times. Even through just men finding each other and then families coming together and accepting it. Arguing about it. Whatever. Raise its emotional level, and then drop right in the midst of it, right in the midst of it, introduce something through a vaccine. Get all these men and women, these promiscuous, you had to be a multiple, you know, kind of lover, and then get all of them inoculated, and then watch, sit back and watch what happens. Have Masters and Johnsons try to rehabilitate some of these people so that they can go out there and do the whole thing with the heterosexual community, too. Slowly introducing it into society. But when you start to look at this, the only people that could possibly do this would be, universities hooked up with who? That's right, if you were listening. The military, which is governed and funded by who? Both private and us. So in our name, over a period of, and I guess it goes down, you know, and although the way some people seem to react to this news or that it's not possible, it's the very idea that you think that it is not possible that lets them know it is. And so therefore, in you thinking it's not possible, they're getting ready to do it and are doing it. So, how is that? That's why I believe you have to have great faith. But when we look at this, you know, I look at what Mueller said. He said any high energy radiation, any source of it, will cause us mutations. What are mutations? It's life. What is cancer? Life gone wild. Why? What is a mutant? What are we talking about here? They drew some conclusions about coal tar and lung cancer, but what are we talking about here? The truth. The facts. But we can't follow them because it doesn't follow the money. And we have to go for the money because that's what America's all about, a buck. Well, speaking of a buck, there's no buck to be made here, but there's lots of information to be given for you to consider as to why it is that we are now experiencing leukemias of all kinds and all kinds of, that, you know, things that, and people are not getting their health insurance, and now we're starting to argue about where it come from, and people point fingers, and while they're pointing fingers, everybody is succumbing to these industrial man-made added diseases to our lives. So many that they just name and number them now. But they all go back to one, I am sure, because it all started somewhere. So, you know, I went back. I had to go back, and I went back to 47. And in 47, they had an idea about where cancer come from. But by the time they got to 1961, boy, you turned. And by that time, it was too late. And that's why I really encourage you to really watch with your life. Lies, in lies we trust. Get it online, or if you can, you know, go to YouTube and watch each one of the, I think it might even be in Google, but type in Lies We Trust, and then watch it, and then see if not what I am saying is true. If you can speak of cancer in terms of air pollution, if you can speak of cancer in terms of fallout, if you can speak in terms of cancer in terms of cigarette smoke, if you can think in terms of high energy radiation emanating from all of these buildings and places where large synchrotrons and radium reactors and uranium graphite reactors. I'm just coming off the top of my head the kind of lingo, the kind of language, the kind of stuff that's left over. Where is it? We're talking tons and tons and tons and tons of contaminated waste. Where is it? You say. Well, we know that they prefer to use strontium-90 over plutonium-239 because they can find it in nuclear waste, so they process their nuclear waste. But what do they do with that, which is they bury it? It's up for them to do. And this is civilian. This is the government, and we pay for it. It's time for us to look before they go off trying to develop all kinds of new energies. Cancer, folks, put it together. It's life gone wild, no matter how you look at it. It was not here in the way it is now. And it is not our birthright. It is now our sentence. But the sentence is not from God. The sentence is from man. That is the most important thing for you to remember. These signs, these diseases, these judgments are a direct cause of rejecting God. That you could reason to destroy life. Antibiotic. Genocide. By the time we got to 19, not Phoenix, but by the time we got to 1960, we started having some glimmers, a little light at the end of the tunnel in the horror of all of these diseases and cancers that are coming about. And a man made correlations in terms of industrial cancer, tar, coal tar, and tar, soot, tar, okay, caused penile cancer, causes all kinds of cancers, but mostly penile cancer gets people's attention because it's a male disease, you'll see. And I come from working on engines, working on things, having to go to the bathroom, not washing your hands, touching your private parts, and doing this over many, many span of years, all of a sudden you get a sore. And that sore don't go away. And that sore overcomes you. And then they start to send some more down there of some kind of answer or chemotherapy. And then they know. Professional people know. They wash their hands all the time. You do too now. Will you please? Little insight. I speak of cancer today. I speak of cancer today because I can speak of disease today. This is not our birthright. Have faith in that. This is not our birthright. So let us fix it. And let us not have any more in the forms of additions. This is the work that Dr. Len is about. These are the kinds of things that we are looking for. Our polluted atmosphere. It destroyed our mind and it's destroying our bodies. It's destroying our very soul. For it very much interferes with our spirituality. A sick mind, a sick body. There's no spirit. There's no spirit there. Only stupid. And for those people, understand. Where is it that you feel this irritation first? It's in your eyes, and your nose, and your throat. These are the entryways. This is what they understand. You inhale it, or you swallow it. Somehow or another, it gets into you. It is not your birthright, although now it is genetically you're predisposed, and so are your children. For that is what he was trying to tell us. This is not something that we are going to, well, back when they were doing it back in the 40s, when they were doing and combining and doing and working with the very, very, I mean, even to choose a bat. They chose the virus they wanted to work with or the bacteria that they wanted to work with because it was easy. And in being easy, it was all part of us. And so they learned a little bit about us, and then they turned that on us. And so instead of finding a cure for cancer, they found a sure assurance that they can create it, throw it out there, and not have it come back to them. And when it comes back, plausible deniability, but that what you have are chemical agents that produce tumors. And I want you to think about that. In the stomach, in the esophagus, in the bladder, in the larynx. Tumors from soot, and tars, and smoke. Tumors in sight. Get it, folks. And viruses. Uh-huh. You know, the electron microscope made it possible for them to do the work. What work is that? We're talking about the work of pathology. Who are the people that I look at as to who may be responsible for this insane plan? I look to the scientific community that joined hands with the military. And that is in the news even as we speak. And the FBI is in the news too. You see, there's an old saying, thou dost protest too much, and the story is becoming too ridiculous, so then we have to return to the story. And I think it's just as important for us to remember 911 as it is for us to remember those anthrax, things that were going on. And I believe that they were not necessarily to release into the populace, not just yet, but to show us, because they love to show us how to do it, you say. But the way they did it left clues. And so, therefore, something that as volatile and as deadly as this strain of Ames anthrax, which was discovered in a cow in Texas, then one has to ask the question, the chain of command for that particular strain. Somebody's responsible. Now they say, well, no. And we're talking about a chain of command from 1981 when the cow was discovered, you say. So they know where this particular, but now, thought. The plausible deniability says, oh, well, it could have come from the soil where the cow died, and maybe somebody went there and dug up. Okay, and then the chain of command is suspect and broken in terms of, wow, this particular strain of anthrax would end up in a senator's offices, in the post office, being run through machines and everything like that. One looks at it and says to yourself, well, it has to be either blackmail or serious, particular, specific terrorism so that people would keep their mouths shut about what they think they might know or even look into it. Just get to the funeral. Try to keep up with the dead and dying. Challenges like this only come from one place, and in 1981, the kind of people that were in place were intelligence people. I'm telling you, folks, we got an intelligence problem. Yeah? So, you're listening to Reverend Roxy, and this is the Inside Hour. Your host with the most is not here. That's Dr. Leonard Horowitz. He's somewhere between here and Timbuktu, I would imagine, or preparing to go there. No, not Timbuktu, but I do believe Lebanon, Syria, and a few other places to do some good work. And with that, I also want to encourage you to check out OxySilver. Get the advantage. That's right. Go to OxySilver.com. Check it all out. It's self-explanatory. It's beautiful. They've created something for you, and in just telling other people, if they order, oh my goodness, you know? If they ask you, tell them Reverend Roxy sent you. I won't get my downline. Oh yeah, that's for sure. It works like that. Because we have to fortify ourselves in these times, and I do believe that God has left us some clues. And those same clues that they're using to protect those astronauts are the very same things that we need to imbibe in. And let me tell you something, folks, when you think about what diseases can run you in terms of treatment, even just something as uncommon as the common cold can turn into something very terrible, because there is no such thing as a common cold. These are now, because they have been wedded by Lucifer to so many other types of things, you can't take any microorganism at their face value. Mm-hmm. If you could see one, you know what I'm saying? So as you get into the story, you become not jaded, but you start to kind of making jokes about things that not really a joking matter. So I don't want you to think that I'm making light of the kind of serious situation that we're in. The only reason we're in that situation is because some very bad and dangerous people just decided to develop these things that they found that cause cancer. And it could have been kind of accidental. I mean, the idea here that it all started stepping up after all the smallpox and saving vaccines and all of that, you know, like you say, if they're contaminated, they're out there. You know, then they try to tell us about, oh, well, this is a dead vaccine, this is dead virus, or this is a live virus, and you go, wait a minute, I want none of this. The flus that they're doing today, the medicines that we're taking, creating all kinds of problems. They're in the news. But they don't care. Because, see, it was cheaper for them to just go ahead and overlook and put it out into the public and recall it and make all that money and then recall it and then limit the amount of money and stretch out the amount of time that you will take. It's murder. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And I think that's what they were dealing with, because I think with all this insane planning, with my playing with the contaminators of all time, more than ever do we need to be protected and understand what we're facing. But now, anybody can tell you that aplastic anemia and acquired immune deficiency disease are basically, when you get finished, you can't tell one from the other. Okay? This is the truth of the matter. And when you think about how the different sarcomas that were created and given names to all of these things. By the time you bust out in all of these things that they give names to, it's too late. So now you have all these microbiologists and pathologists and all of these people with their electron microscopes studying these things, wearing these funny suits and walking around and doing all this stuff and exposing people to these things so that they can work on it, because they have to really follow the path of the disease. So it's possible that we need to look at the history of pathology, especially when it comes to microorganisms in the study, and find out what these men have been doing for ourselves. That's right. Or you can start reading some of Dr. Len Horowitz's book, because he's done did it for you. And in doing so, you might bone up, and you might have a connection in reading these books to something within your own life that makes sense for you. And to do that is to give praise to God that he leave all of these clues for us and that he enlightens so many of these wonderful people to do the work. And I'm just grateful, because for a long time I thought I was just out here by myself with this connection of radioactivity and cancer, pollution and cancer, but more specifically this idea of sharing characteristics, expressions, this whole idea of mutation science to create the vaccines and antibiotics, and then to take it from a tiny, tiny microorganism to a big industry. And when you look at it, you can see that it is a nasty business. So they don't let us see it. All we see is a little, you know, guy coming at us with the inoculation and the lollipop. You know, now I'm going to get a lollipop. But bone cancer, leukemia, brain cancer, bladder cancer, all of these cancers, they have their origins in something that somebody was doing, you see. So, responsibility, I never asked my government to give me doses of high radiation, energy radiation. If they had asked me, I would have said, no, thank you. I did not ask them to release the atom upon me. It was fine right where it was. And oh my goodness, it was so locked up. We are talking about the Luciferian light here. And the work that was done in the name of, not God, but in the name of science, is the foolishness that I today speak of. The foolishness that led to the insane playing and weapons testing of the 50s, 60s, and soon into the 70s. And the way in which they reason the step up and more bigger and more bigger and more bigger and more bigger bombs. This thing, this thought. I have to say that when you begin to express what it is that you see and what you've experienced, you can see where someone could say that they're not proud of this country. How can we be proud when we have poisoned so many people? Poisoned them spiritually, poisoned them physically with our idea of our democracy, our idea of science and collaboration. It should have been abandoned, for it could only lead to death and destruction, and they knew this. It's not lost on them. When they saw the death and destruction at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and even the destruction out there in New Mexico when they did the first test, and the fact that that high energy radiation could be seen as far as Utah and Santa Fe, New Mexico, to the point where they have the proof They have the proof. It's in the film, Kodak. It's in the fact that Kodak charged them for all the ruined film. And that was in Las Vegas. My goodness, the light could be seen if the light could be seen and the light penetrates. Nobody makes the correlation. So then we come up with new words like fallout. Fallout. What is that? Oh, when I was growing up, they talk about fallout. Oh, that's what comes from the bomb. When they test the bomb, all that radioactive material goes up into the sky. Well, some of it comes down right away. And that some of it comes down right away. Why, that stuff's not really good. And that comes from that big mushroom up there, you see. And it falls down to the ground. And then it collects on the plants. And then it goes into the roots. And then it goes into your little body. And you know where else it likes to go? It likes to go into your bones. And it likes to go into the cow's body, into the milk which you drink. Got any idea where it might come from? And then to have it mutate over so many years, because we're talking the 50s, we're talking the 60s, first bomb, 45, first, you know, do the math yourself. I'm not too good at it. But Reverend Roxy is telling you that this is the reason why I became a reverend, because I have to pray every day to keep myself well and in good spirits to know I'm not guilty of this mess. And for all those who are, this is the reason why we say that you'll be written in or you could be written out. And that's the truth of the matter. You can be written in or you can be written out. And I truly believe that there is nothing more fun than rewriting history and giving people their just desserts. I call it the wall of shame and the wall of fame. You know? And they know it. And they go to work and in their own minds they deny the work that they are doing. For some people they don't even know what they're doing because it's so separate. You do this and you do this, but you don't talk to him and you don't talk. It's kind of like the way George Bush started the second Iraq war. Walking up to Don, asking if he had any war plans for Iraq, and he'd seen them. And he said, yeah, I've seen them, but it just looks like something from Desert Storm. He says, it ain't gonna work. I have a better idea. He says, well, you get to working on it, and why don't you look at it? But to tell you, don't let nobody else know. He said, don't worry, I was looking at everybody's war plan, so nobody's going to care if I'm looking at Iraq. They won't see anything. He says, but I got to talk to the CIA director. He said, oh, no, don't talk to the CIA director just yet. Let me do this. Can you do this without being noticed? He said, yeah. He said, but I will have to talk to the commander. He said, well, you can talk to Frank, you know, Frank's. Okay, well, we get this together. We'll bring the CIA into it later because we have to get this all figured out as to where it's all going to come from. Can't you see it, folks? Slam dunk. And that's why we have OxySilver. Protect us from all of this insane playing. I'll put my faith in that, and I'll put my faith in God, that silver. And it's antimicrobial, antibacterial, and somehow or another, maybe just dun 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 dun, dun anti-cancer too, because it just keeps life in check. Yeah, that's what it is. It keeps life in check. If cancer is life gone wild, and OxySilver and all those things that people are doing today that are of natural and non-harming but well-thought-out way in which you can fool and cajole or just deactivate these buggers. Because when you get to about 1961, they do the uh-oh, the big aha, and that is that from that very first moment that they hit them, that's where they all got started. And it's kind of like that tree of good and evil, too, and then it's the tree of life. And the tree of life, you don't, is about life. And life is about not being alive. It's about surviving. It's about thriving. And then there's death. And so the whole idea of being, you know, anti-life is to be for death. And so therefore you get things like antibiotics. And you get words like genocide and biocide and pesticide and all the other sides. And it's all murder. and thou shalt not kill. That's what we were told. All people say, oh, he didn't mean that that way. Well, I don't know how he meant it. I think we're supposed to be practicing in some kind of absolute way, which would guard us against all kinds of insane playing, and certainly would stop us from killing each other. And it's kind of interesting, because when you look at it, you say to yourself, well, yeah, if you even go back to the bubonic plague, and you think about that little flea on that rat, and then you think about the circumstances as to how those rats all got, you know, where they were walking across roofs. Well, roofs, you know, you don't have too much problem with rats if you're living in a tent. So you think about how man comes forward and how man creates his own problems, and then you can really understand it. But for those of you who are in your, my age, and, you know, and you as a kid back in the 50s, then if you're breaking out in all kinds of lumps and bumps, then you need to really think about the types of things that you're doing, the types of things you're eating, because a lot of these things they now have, they can put the promoters in. Another thing I discovered back in 1947, just to go off the track for a minute, just to let you know just how heinous it all really is, that science doesn't necessarily always inform us of the realities of their testing. And you have to sometimes go, but I was looking and I realized after looking at, a lot of people already know this, but oil, frying oil, of which all of us have in the past have done and will continue, I guess, to do even after hearing this. But if you're heating up cholesterol, if you're heating it up, and if your oil has got cholesterol in it, then you are creating a situation for you to end up with cancer. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Heating up cholesterol within the oil is what gives you the cancer. Go ahead and check it out if you want to. Been knowing about that since 1947. But what would that have done to McDonald's? And what would that do to all these fry places and every place else that you look? So you can understand why that particular piece of information would be left out. And they, it's a, and what I'm seeing is the scientific community is guilty of omission and is, and in doing so commits a heinous crime by not giving regard and due diligence to all the facts. That's right. Uh-huh. And that's the way I speak, you know, and with Dr. Len gone here for a minute, I get to say it if there's any, oh my goodness, I just went to check the time and drop my computer. Oh, that's live. All the way live. I give praise and pause for thought. Check the time for me. I was wondering whether or not I was going over or whether it was time for me to quit. Anyhow, let me get back. You're listening to BBS Radio. I may or may not have a computer after this is over. I'm glad it's covered. I just can't seem to part with it. Yeah, look at that. I'm almost perfect. Perfect. I have 5 minutes. 5 minutes to go. Anyhow, I think I'm going to... Whew! That was incredible. Everybody out there, pray for me. Pray that my laptop is okay. And let you know I love you and that you should make these decisions to really look at all of the insane playing out there and really understand. Look around in your backyard. Look around at those universities, Columbia and all these other places, people in New York City and the sound of my voice, Long Island, Brookhaven. Oh, gosh, guys. Go and look where it is in your backyard. They buried something. There's something there for you. This is what you're dealing with. And that's where I believe, like Barnwell, South Carolina. I could go on and on and on of all the places they bury. Utah, in places where it's in the ground, where they're making it with glass and they're heating it up and they're storing it and they're trying to make new places in Yucca Mountain and everywhere else. This is not what we were supposed to do. So, check out LiveH2O.org, the concert for the waters, because we're going to need it. We're going to need to put a different frequency on the water. Check it all out and make sure that it is good. And if it is good, then gravitate towards it. And if it is stupid, stay away. I give praise to God for giving me a mind to think and to reason. And I hope that maybe perhaps I've said something that will pop your lock and get you to do your homework. So, I don't know. Dr. Len, I hope we'll be back next week and we will continue this. For now, stay tuned for Evident Footprints with my good friend, Don Nicola, and I must now say aloha.